producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I think Donald Trump's main addition that he's brought to the debate this year has been silliness, bombast, and empty rhetoric and, you know, calling people names. And so I don't think he's added much of substance the whole year. So I don't think he'll be missed. In fact, I really don't think Donald Trump's a conservative. I think he's a fake and a charlatan.
Rand Paul, wow, taking a big, fat, juicy swing at Donald Trump. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So lots of people sounding off about Trump, but who benefits Rand Paul? Is he going to benefit? No. He's so low in the single digits. It's interesting because Rand Paul, when he announced his candidacy, boy, there was a flurry of excitement. When he won in the midterms a few years ago, there was a lot of excitement about Rand Paul and the libertarians that would come out in droves to vote for him and how he could get a lot of the independents. But Rand Paul is not drawing. It's Donald Trump who is. He's got the nation's curiosity at work. Even those who can't stand Donald Trump are constantly rubbernecking to find out what he's doing. They're peeking into his Twitter. They're stopping and watching the news whenever there's a tease about the latest thing that Donald Trump has said. The latest from Trump is that he definitely is out of this Fox debate in Iowa. He's not going to do it. He's going to instead hold his own philanthropy project for a really good cause, Wounded Warriors, and he's not going to do the Fox deal. He went on with Bill O'Reilly, of course, a mainstay at Fox, and actually talked about it, you know, delved into it a little bit more, pretty much saying that he would not change his mind, and He was going to hold his own event, and pretty much that was that. Went through the rigmarole of a few other questions, but Fox and Friends earlier in the day played a clip of him from 2011 talking about Megyn Kelly and praising her abilities. So, of course, that was played all over the place, and he's standing by the debate, no matter what the buzz is. And some people are saying it's a huge gamble. And I don't know. Is it a huge gamble? I'm not going to say it's a huge gamble. Who benefits? Rand Paul says, oh, who cares? It's no but great loss, whatever. But Rand Paul's not going to benefit from that. It's not going to change anything for Rand Paul. Will people still watch the debate? I think people will watch the debate. What I'll be curious about is whether the ratings dip a little bit, because you just don't, again, have the added value of Donald Trump. So once again, he is dominating the conversation. When I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the land, again, people who are undecided, people who are staunch Democrats, it doesn't matter. People are talking about Donald Trump. I have a cousin in New Jersey who couldn't be more liberal, and she's fumes because the people in her office love Donald Trump, and so she's always texting to tell me she can't believe it and what's going on, and this is New Jersey. So it just goes to show you there is more mass appeal for Donald Trump than less appeal for him, like it or not, for the people who are saying it's ridiculous. How can this reality billionaire be really considered to be president? The facts are the facts, and he's amassing a loyal following. Let's see if he gets the results that he needs. So I'm just betting that the ratings will shrink a little bit. Fox had to stand by Megyn Kelly. It would be ridiculous if they removed her as the debate moderator. And they're just defending the principle that politicians can't tell them who gets to question them. It would be ill-advised for Fox to do that. So, of course, it's not happening. And when you look at Trump and what Trump's had to say, you know, he's saying it's the confrontation thing and that it's even, is it more than about Megyn Kelly than anything else? You know, here's the thing. Trump is standing on the stage again with some people who are basically at practically, you know, 2% or whatever it is. Trump thinks that he is definitely taking the top spot in Iowa and is not trying to stop his momentum in this final, you know, couple of days. If Trump wins Iowa, then you would think he would win New Hampshire. He has a 20-point lead there. And then is he unstoppable? And here's what I really want to know. Okay, let's say it is, let's speculate right at the top of this show as we dive deeper into Donald Trump. If Trump, who pulls out, he's pulled out of this debate on Thursday, if Trump wins the nomination, who's the running mate? Would it be anybody on that stage, anybody in that pack who would be the running mate for Donald Trump? You know, when Sarah Palin last week endorsed him, there were definitely people in the media, the political pundits, and others who were talking about Palin. Wow, so maybe she's the one. I don't see that at all. But who does he pick? Who do they pick on the undercard that can help the ticket? So once again, here's the key thing. Right from the get-go of this hour, Trump is dominating the news coverage. But that's part of his success. That's his secret. He got that as a business dude. He got that as a reality television star. And now he's getting it in the run for elective office. It just adds to the air of invincibility around him, to his aura. And it also takes away from the debate of why should he be president or why shouldn't he be president. Now, I think most of it's about what's happened here. It's fascinating to watch this. It really is. Just absolutely fascinating. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk to attorney Jacqueline Newman, who handles divorce cases. You know, January is divorce month. Isn't that crazy? You think of all of the months and all the things that we celebrate, and there's no doubt the most divorces are filed in January. And there's some obvious reasons. Because you come through the holidays, are you going to file for divorce during the holidays in December? No. Are you going to do that at Thanksgiving? No. You're going to do it when it's a brand new year. She explains. She actually shares some rather sad stories. Hang out with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
January has really been dubbed Divorce Month. So you wonder, why do so many marriages end up fizzling, you know, ending during January? Is it just because it's the beginning of the year and you've come through the holidays, or what is it? Jacqueline Newman joins us. She's a family law attorney and a managing partner at Berkman, Bodiger, Newman, and Rod in New York City. And Jacqueline, thanks so much for joining us. Why do we see that spike in January? And traditionally, this happens every January.
Yeah, January is a really, really, really big month. And I think what happens is that a lot of people, as you had said, want to make it through the holidays. They feel that, you know, they're not going to serve, you know, a summons for divorce in someone's Christmas stocking. So they really want to make it through, especially when there are families and children involved. And then after that, they feel like, you know, they've made their sacrifices and they're ready to move forward, and people want to start the new year fresh. So it's a big month of people kind of saying, we're ready to start new. We want to start talking about what this is going to look like. And, you know, and they don't want to go through a whole other year of a dysfunctional marriage.
So what do you tell people when, and this goes to people you advise when they come to you, what's the first thing that you do when somebody comes in and they say, okay, this is it, I'm trying to get my ducks in a row, I'm out of this. What are, as the attorney on the other side, I'm sure every single case is different, obviously. What are some of the basic things that you tell somebody when they first talk to you about getting a divorce?
Well, I can say the very first question I ask them is if they're sure they want to get divorced. It's one of my very first questions, because if somebody is not sure, and they hesitate in any way, then I usually recommend that they go back, they think about it, they go to therapy, they do what they got to do, because it is such a difficult process, and you do not want to go through this unless you are absolutely, absolutely sure. So that is like the number one question. Once somebody turns to me and said, yes, I am 100% sure, then I say, okay, then let's move forward. And then it really becomes a question of figuring out where the major concerns are. You know, if there are children involved, I usually start with that, and I usually want to know what the relationships are currently, you know, what someone would envision as a parenting access schedule once the parties are no longer living together. So we start kind of talking about what's that going to look like, because the kids are usually the most sensitive point, obviously, and so everybody wants to kind of visualize that. And I tell people, even take out a calendar. Like, start, you know, you get a lot of people that say, I want 50% of the time. And I say, well, what does that really look like? You know, don't get caught up in the percentages. Think about it. Like, is that going to work with your schedule? Is that going to work with these kids' schedule? You know, a lot of these kids have a million activities. We got to really be practical and think about, from a reality standpoint, what makes sense. So I say, break out your calendar, look at what it looks like. You know, I do these little graphs and I kind of show people, you know, what schedules, what possible schedules there could be. So that's really the number one thing we do in first meetings. And sometimes people aren't sure. So I say, go home, think about it. As I said, break out your calendar, look at your kids' events, and figure out what's going to work for you, your work schedule, your spouse, everyone else. So that's, I'd say, number one.
Yeah, it's interesting in listening to you. That's such sage advice. But with the people that come into the office, are you seeing any kind of a trend? Older? Is it gray divorces? Is it with kids? Is it just, ooh, I made a mistake, this is what I thought it was? Or is it just kind of a combination?
You know, it really is a combination. I would say probably the majority of our clients, I wouldn't say we get as many gray divorces. It does occur. But more often than not, I would say our range is anywhere between, say, 35 to 55, 60. That's basically, I would say, the age range that we generally have. And a lot of the people, you know, most people do have kids, I would say, probably more often than not. Obviously, when there are no children involved, it is usually a simpler divorce, just because you're not dealing with the parenting aspect of everything else. And, you know, children bring a lot of emotion in divorce. And so it adds a whole other layer. That doesn't happen as much when there aren't children, and it becomes a little bit more of a business transaction.
Yeah. And as you're talking about a business transaction, do you find that sometimes when you do the scope, and obviously you look and you do you look financially, do you sometimes find that the person you're representing is so surprised by what pops out of the closet that they had no idea was there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, usually you'll have one person who is more financially savvy than the other. You know, people still, you know, often have designated roles in the marriage. And so you'll have one person who we say is in the financial dark, just doesn't know. And when I represent that person, yeah, they're often very surprised. Sometimes they think the person has a lot more money than they do. And other times it's opposite. Usually when it's opposite, it's a much happier conversation.
I bet it is. And you've probably handled so many divorces. Of all the divorces that you've handled, what was the most unique, the trickiest to maneuver that had some wild kind of curveball to it?
I've definitely had a few. I would say probably one of my most contentious, difficult cases had to do with a situation, and this is actually a public case at this point because we ended up in the Court of Appeals. But there's a situation where there were four children, and the father found out that the last child wasn't his.
Oh.
And so that added, as you can imagine, a huge amount of hostility and anger and hurt feelings, and the child was 5 years old.
Wow.
So, you know, and you know, to this man's credit, I mean, he loved his son, and he, you know, was stepping up and, you know, wanted to continue to have that child as his own, which a court would have done anyway. So, you know, as much as he was being a good guy, which he was, you know, it was going to happen anyway. Because the court will look at from the child's perspective, you know, who the father is. But, I mean, these people also had a ton of money. And so that, you know, added a lot of layers to it. And, of course, you know, from his perspective, he felt that he wouldn't have stayed in the marriage had he had known. And therefore, he felt that all of the money that was earned during the marriage shouldn't be split in a normal way. So that was part of what we ended up fighting about for about 3 years.
Wow, 3 years, too. I mean, I guess that's the other thing. And in New York, and it's different everywhere, but in New York, is there a law? I know in New Jersey, don't you have to wait a year?
No longer in New York. Now that New York has turned to no fault, which happened in 2010, you no longer have to wait a year.
Ooh.
So now you can do a separation agreement, you can do a no-fault divorce, and, you know, people can get divorced much quicker. I mean, it's still, with the court system as it is, it may still take you a year, but technically you don't have to wait it.
Yeah, boy, what a difference that makes. So you have this happen in January, and you know you see the spike. What about in February, because we have Valentine's Day? So if you don't get in your window, maybe you wait till after Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, it is interesting because actually what happens is January is the month, I'd say, that we get tons of initial consultations. where people come in, they want its information gathering stage. So I always say January, you know, as much as it is divorce month, I would say that it really is more information gathering month. But I would imagine, I think divorce rates actually probably spike more so of the actual filings in February. Part of it is because they're processing the information they gathered in January. I do think Valentine's Day plays some role, even though it's such a Hallmark holiday. But it does, but a lot of times, you know, sometimes you have to make sure that someone's buying only one Valentine. So that's where people get caught a lot.
I love that. That's crazy. Always fun to have you on the show, Jacqueline Newman. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, how interesting is that to listen to Jacqueline? And boy, with the child custody and the issues there, I think it's great what she says in the beginning to tell people, first of all, is this exactly what you want to do? Because there may be something that happens, tension, etc., where there's no conversation. She's right. And then all of a sudden, boom, here I am. I want a divorce. And it's a hasty kind of thing. And you wonder how many people can put that back together. But the child custody and what she was talking about with the calendars and the craziness of the kids and how are you going to make that work and not really thinking about it, just thinking, well, I want half the time and that's it and we'll figure that out. And it's much more difficult, more complex than it maybe used to be. And there's no hard, this is the thing, there's not like massively hard statistics on this, but boy, it sure feels like to me, and I know a lot of this can also be with the economy, even if somebody has money, that more people are getting divorced. It feels like that, and I could be completely wrong, that, you know, that whether it's the people in the window that Jacqueline said in their 30s to their 50s and kids are involved in that, or if it's just the mistake thing or the older marriages. And looking around, I just have noticed that. And I'm sure all circumstances are certainly different. And I really do think some of that ebbs and flows with the economy. And it just makes me think of that, especially in talking with Jacqueline, it makes me think of that movie, War of the Roses, which she says, you know, how it could be a cantankerous situation. And when you're talking about divorces that go on for a couple of years, imagine, you know, that's kind of just hanging over your head and being dragged out and all that animosity. And that's what that movie portrayed that happens between those people. And especially when you're separating kids or assets and figuring all that out and then finding some curveballs, some surprises along the way. But you can see why January would be divorce month, because you come through the holidays, you're not going to do that at the holidays, and then whammo. And, you know, how many people are probably blindsided with that? Interesting stuff. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
It suddenly tasteless. I know I'm alone now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
America tonight. Remember, you can always flip me, slide me, throw me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. If for some reason they've unplugged us, maybe we're being monitored, you can send it to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. Or punch in these digits, 855-266-6283. Here's the question, friends. This whole Donald Trump thing, really, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, wow, it's incredibly fascinating, and I think it's going to really affect the election, the fact that he's pulled out of the Fox debate, would you say it's a 10? I'm going to say it's like a 2. It is fascinating because the world revolves around what this man says, and it's just interesting to hear him and to hear the repercussions and the reaction, but it's results he gets, and it is results season. So if he wins Iowa, if he wins New Hampshire and then rolls through, brokered convention, will they really give it to the Donald? Oh, I guarantee, if I could be a fly on the wall, here's the conversations I'd like to hear. Anybody talking to Marco Rubio, anybody talking to Jeb Bush, Ron Paul, the former congressman, talking to his son Rand Paul, who I think has to practically be shackled because he's so furious over, I'm sure, over the whole Donald Trump thing. And then just go down the list. Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz and what he says to his wife would be interesting to me, because he definitely will have no filter with her. What is he saying about the situation? Now that, the fly on the wall there, that would be juicy stuff. Because you really get to hear their thoughts even more. Unplugged. Especially anybody whose their profession has been politics. Nothing chaps people off more, if you notice, in any profession. I am a professional, whatever it is. I'm a professional attorney. I am a teacher. I am a throw any label you want in it. And then somebody else comes along and they jump into the profession and they tear it up. Then the people who are just kind of humming along, ooh, they don't like that. So there's a lot of detractors for many reasons. And one of them is the fact that Donald Trump was never a politician. I mean, he wasn't a state senator. He wasn't a senator. He wasn't a congressman. He wasn't a governor. He wasn't even a mayor. He wasn't any of those things. He might not have even been a Boy Scout. But he's a successful entrepreneur. He's a successful business person. But that chaps off the career politicians who feel like, I climbed the ladder, buddy. You did not climb the ladder. You're a television guy. Grim, you get the first crack at this. What do you think?
Well, in that case, then why does Cruz keep talking about his record if he never served in politics?
Why
have a record?
Right. Why does
Cruz has a record?
Right.
And
right.
And his own Tea Party that got him elected in his own state endorsed Trump today.
I know.
And hey, I give him 11, Kate. Not a 2. I give him 11 because finally you got somebody that's telling the media that is not really journalistic. What to do? Because
they're really
looking. You and I both know they're looking for ratings.
Right.
That's it.
They're Money. Looking for ratings, but my point of the 1 to 10 was not the effect he has. Meaning, does this affect the outcome of what happens
yeah,
the election or that?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has no effect. I mean, it has no effect on that because it's not going to, people are trying to say, and I asked the question, does it hurt him at all? No, I don't think so. I've read a lot today. That's what I think. I don't think the people in Iowa, I don't think they're saying, oh, you know what? What a lame-o. We're not even going to, forget it. I was going to caucus for him, but now I'm not going to caucus for him because he's not going to do that Fox debate. No, I don't think so.
How about the ones that never vote? Finally, somebody stood up to the media.
Right.
You know, I see.
Exactly.
I understood what you were saying, but I don't think a lot of listeners. Kate, that's not really what I want to talk about. And I kind of got a suggestion for your ones that, you know, get divorce paperwork in the heart-shaped candy boxes.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, this is the longest period coming off of the holidays that usually couples have to spend together. There's no holidays, no free time.
That's true.
It works kind of slow. And, hey, when you're together longer, you kind of despise it.
Yeah, why did I marry you again? I don't remember why.
Well,
can you please relate me?
Yeah, you got the 7-year itch, and then 10 years later, it's like, who did I marry? You don't know who the person is. And, you know, they kind of try and define it, break it down. But I think what would be advantageous towards a couple would be to take out of your 2 weeks vacation the 3rd week and the 4th week in January, each one of you go separate vacations.
Oh, I so agree with that. Get away
that
from each
work.
Other. Yes,
yeah.
Get away from the person. Yes, I agree.
But
yeah.
Yeah, well, you're kind of breaking up all because, you know, springtime, summertime, you want to do things with somebody.
Right.
When it comes around in fall time. You know, this is the worst time to have to spend and not have any vacation time. But
right.
What I really called about, Kate, and it really got my goat, is two topics. First off, I'll just sum it up in a brief word. Steroid gate. That's really got me aggravated.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to know if the head of the NFL is going to take 10% of the ticket sales and give it to the cheerleaders as an end-of-the-year bonus.
No kidding. They get nothing, yes.
Okay. Enough said there. Because they're doing it the same thing as what Fox is doing with Megan Fox. It's all about stirring it up, making conversation, and making money.
Right.
But the other thing that really got me, and I don't know if you heard this, was the Wounded Warriors program.
Mm-hmm.
They have a government agency that's a watchdog for these charitable organizations. And it was on a major news network today, and they showed that their donations, out of the total number, they're subpar. And, you know, only about 56% of the money that's donated is actually going.
Right. It's not going there. It's going to feed them.
And
yeah.
The CEO that they interviewed makes $496,000 a year.
I know.
Right at $500,000.
I know.
Now my thing is the day he has to answer for it, there's about 18, and you can multiply that times 100 because I think just this year alone there's been about 18,000 or 1,800 suicides with the Wounded Warriors, and he could have given $25,000 annual income, which may have stopped some of them from committing suicide because of the way the economy is. And he could have still walked away with a $46,000 a year income, which is, you know, I think is good.
Because I agree.
See, there's workers there probably making only about $15,000 that are doing the real work.
Right.
And not executive stuff. I'd be more than happy to be the CEO because it's an honor and it'd be a privilege to help out these guys, because
I know
I'm a vet. And $46,000, I could live comfortably on my own on that.
I know.
Get a job.
I know. I think
it's
depressing. I think it's depressing. It's so funny you say that because my husband served, and he sent me that. As soon as he heard that story, he sent it to me, and he said, this is just a disgrace.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And people love the whole Wounded Warrior program. So we're knowing that the money's going there, that's so much of that money is flowing into the hands of the people running it, you know.
Well, yeah. What about the 20 other people that sit during the daily meetings or once-a-week meetings that are, you know, not quite making his salary, but, you know, they're up there, too.
Right.
You know, we keep on clicking down.
Right, it's bad. I looked at the list. It is terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, it just goes to show you. Once you dig further, then you find that out. That's why a lot of charities, like the charity that I help, the Children's International, they flat out tell you where the money goes because they know that people are tired of supporting. When that started to happen, people are tired of supporting charities where so much of the money, the chunky money, doesn't even go to the people who need it.
Right.
Not enough of it. And that's a great example of it. I mean, could the veterans, how much help can the veterans get? Never enough is my answer.
I say 18 lives, Kate.
I know. 18 lives is right. It's just, it's so depressing. It's ridiculous. Grim, thanks for bringing that up. Keep that in mind, folks. In fact, we'll give you some of those hardcore numbers the Grimster's talking about. Thanks, Grim. Hang with us, everybody.
Had a fly half mile that could travel. And I told him he could be my man.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. station. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'll figure it out, yeah, you got a plan. You get us out of here and wash my hands clean of the tax man. You got it all set up like you're in charge of fate. You're gonna make me famous like that's what I wanted in the first place.
America Tonight, Kate, hanging with all you across this great nation. So, Grimm brought up Wounded Warrior and, I'll tell you what, it is just a disgrace when you see what, it's a big story, and this is what he's referring to. There's a big story in the New York Times, and they talked about how the project spends a lot on itself. And, I mean, you know, when people want to help veterans, one of the big organizations is the Wounded Warrior Project. They flew about 500 employees to Colorado Springs for a meeting at the Broadmoor Hotel, which is a very expensive and ritzy place, needless to say. That's just one example of what they've done. They were celebrating their biggest year yet, $225 million raised, and a workforce that doubled. They had a three-day strategy session and a team-building field trips. They gathered in the hotel courtyard, and then they, you know, they had a 10-story bell tower where the CEO stepped off the edge and rappelled toward the cheering crowd. You know, this is just a well-financed deal. And since it started in 2003, you know, the great thing is they hand out these backpacks to wounded warriors, and it's evolved into a huge fundraising giant, taking in, you know, the amounts of money that we're talking about through small donations. They have 22 locations. They have programs that supposedly help veterans readjust to coming back and go to school and find work. And I mean, you all know it. That's what I'm saying. It's so known that that's what people think. Oh, I want to give money there. But they've spent a lot of money on a lot of crazy things. In the article, the New York Times article, they interviewed people who talked about buying business class seats and then jetting around the country for minor meetings. Or they were staying in hotels that were $500 a night. $500 a night. Yeah, but they could do better than that, I'd have to say. And, of course, there's some great people that work for them. I've met some of them, and these are not the people who are making this kind of money and whatnot. The ones I know and that I know of, the two people I know never have complained to me about, you know, any of this. But now, of course, it's out in the open, the amount of money the CEO is, you know, is getting, and others are getting, you know, too, as well. So it is crazy with what they could do with the amount of money, to Grimm's point. It's all about PTSD and trying to help and readjust these veterans that, you know, come back. And so that's the sad thing. Hopefully they get it together and get it in order, because this is you know, what people want to do. They want to help the vets. They don't want to help spend money that goes to hotel rooms that are $500 or so a night. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. You know how I love my mail. Barry says, Kate, I got to tell you, I was not a big Donald Trump fan at first. I just thought obnoxious New Yorker, rich, you know, SOB, blah, blah, blah. But the more I heard him speak, the more I kind of liked the dude. So he's rich. Who cares? I think that he says what he thinks, and I like that. It frankly is a breath of fresh air, whether he trips on his words, whether he says something that's not politically correct. I don't really care. I like the fact that he just goes out there because he doesn't have to worry about it. There's something to be said for that. Well, like I keep saying, we'll see that if all these people vote for him, if in the primaries he kicks it. He's the guy. I mean, he's the guy right now. No doubt about it. How about this one from Len? Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time, but rest assured, I listened to your show. I'm in Sarasota with a lot of the Sarasota people who seem to write. One night we're all going to call you. It's going to be like a phone tree, wicked mad. I heard you talk about those three inmates who escaped from a jail in California. Wow, that's so ridiculous that they're murderers and in for terrible things and torture, frightening stuff. How did they get out? I can't even believe it. Well, you know what they did is, I said this, they cut through a quarter-inch thick grill on a dormitory wall and got into plumbing tunnels before sawing through the half-inch thick steel bars. And they had tools. So, again, how do they get these tools if they don't have access with some kind of help? How are you getting tools into the prison? Where are they coming from? How are they getting these tools? They had help. They know it. They couldn't have done it. So five people outside the jail were arrested on Wednesday. But do they have a role in it or not? They're trying to figure it all out. They've been gone since 5 a.m. Well, they were last seen at 5 a.m. on Friday. The head count then. So they've been missing since Friday. Missing since Friday. Wow. What do? You escape from... I mean, they certainly can't have a bucket load of money. The assumption is the whole gang thing. So do they take them in and help them out and hustle them down somewhere? I guess I would think that would happen. This is from Stan the Man. Oregon in this crazy standoff. The people that were arrested, even one of their own was killed, Kate. This is one I just really can't back up. And even the leader is asking the people to just go home, and they refuse to go home. Stand down. This whole ranching standoff is just crazy. And because someone was killed in the raid, that just adds to the complications. And Amon Bundy seems to be just the wackiest of the bunch. You know, it's interesting because his attorney read a statement urging everybody, you know, the people that were still at the National Wildlife Refuge to leave. He asked the government to allow the people at the refuge to leave without being prosecuted. And Bundy's statement was pretty simple. Stand down, go home, hug your families. This fight is now in the courts, go home. Because he's now in the middle of this fight because of what happened. So, and you had the one guy, Robert Finkham, who was killed during the traffic stop. And even Amon Bundy's brother was shot and wounded. There were a couple of people that were taken to the hospital. And this was all because of the two ranchers and protesting the fact that they had to go back into prison. But the attention on it, I don't think, is as big as they wanted. Let's put it this way. Or that, you know, let's put it that way. And we got one more quickly. This one from Stephen, listening to us in New York. Kate, did you see that, I heard you talk about it before, that the USS Gerald Ford is out and about, is ready to play, and it's a sweet baby. I know you're into the whole aircraft carrier thing. I've heard you talk about it before, and I agree with you. I am too, and it is just a beautiful piece of equipment. Yeah, $13 billion aircraft carrier. It is. I am into the whole aircraft thing. Absolutely. Thanks to everybody who emailed the show. You can too. AmericaTonight.net.
The moon is up on a mountain. The lunatics have taken over. Waiting on a rapture, singing we.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.